Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode. Hello and welcome to this week's Future Proof Me mini episode.
Today, we're exploring that common phenomena of imposter syndrome and revisiting a fantastic conversation we had with one of our very first podcast guests, Courtney Hone.
Courtney has a box seat to some of the most incredible innovations in the world, as she's the chief storyteller at X, the Moonshot Factory. Now, that's formerly Google's and now its parent company, Alphabet, innovation and R&D company, and does some pretty amazing things.
Yes, think self-driving cars, internet balloons and drone deliveries, amongst many other more secret work.
Indeed. At X, Courtney's surrounded by some of the world's brightest, quickest and sharpest minds, an environment, frankly, where even the most confident of executives could be forgiven for feeling a tad intimidated.
Exactly. This is something that Courtney has had to face into every day, and her advice on overcoming that imposter feeling is well worth heeding.
It sure is. So without further ado, here's Courtney on managing imposter syndrome.
I suffer from imposter syndrome probably more than anyone around me would guess. In fact, I've started telling people that, look, I have imposter syndrome too.
Love that.
Because I found a way through it. I think a lot of women feel like they're not ready yet. In fact, I think a lot of women, late 20s, 30s, they start to see what's happening in the big rooms, the big decisions, the big business stuff. And I think that they start to think, oh, wow, that's so complicated. Because so many women are very nuanced thinkers, very strategic thinkers. They're deeply sensitized to the complex web of relationships and kind of personal interactions that's a part of any business. And I think they see that complexity and they think, I'm not ready yet. And I think men tend to just go, I'm going in. I'm going all in. It's my time. And I think women are like, oh, it's not my time yet. And I just really want to and try to encourage women to say, why can't it be your time now? You're just as likely to have an answer or a useful perspective as anyone else in that room. The fact that you've gotten that close and can see that complexity means you deserve to be in there. You deserve that seat at the table. Go ahead in. And it's just a wonderful gift also to be in those rooms before you have to be the head decision maker in those rooms. Like, just getting to be in there and see what it's like builds confidence that suddenly demystifies it. And then you can gain strength and confidence from that.
Totally. And, you know, I just have to add to that, because it's something that we're both so passionate about, you know, this sense that women often go, oh, I'm not ready yet. And yet what we found in the research that and the data that we've uncovered is that women's ability to judge their capabilities, it shows time and time again that we are much harsher self-critics, and we're not accurate when we judge our abilities. We are nearly always discounting ourselves, and that makes such a difference. And so if we can just relax and go, yeah, as you say, just give it a go. Why not be ready now? What's the worst that can happen? So really passionate about that.
Yeah, that rings so true for me. I wish I had had more women around me when I was going through that phase of my career to say, no, just get in there. I did some of it myself, but I actually think I lost a lot of time and energy kind of ruminating and worrying. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I had had someone near me to kind of coach me through that and be like, nah, you'll be fine. Like, you're fine. You're doing everything you need. It would have eased my path quite a bit.
Yeah. And so when you do get imposter syndrome, which I actually think is, as you go up through an organization, it becomes even more prevalent. What do you say to yourself?
I say to myself what I now say to a lot of people on my team, which is fake it till you make it. I realize that everyone is just doing the best they can every day. No one has the answer all the time. What we don't see is the hidden work that we're all doing to go get some experience, get some expertise, talk to someone who has the answers. We're all just showing up as best we can. And I think it's particularly tricky at a place like Google, which is now Alphabet, where you're surrounded by so many smart people. And in particular, the culture here is very quick and verbally oriented. It is kind of a classic American culture and maybe a classic engineering culture, where people tend to want to solve a problem, a big hairy problem, by getting in a room and talking it out. So that rewards people who are super comfortable being very verbal and very comfortable just bashing a bunch of ideas around and very quick on their feet. But it doesn't reward people who want time to go away and reflect and collect their thoughts, maybe do a little bit of research. And so I've tried to recognize that tendency in the teams I work with and try to create space for different styles of thinker and communicator to make sure that they have time to make their best contributions. Because I myself, I can fake it really well in a quick, fast moving brainstorm, but I know myself, I do way better if I have time to go and reflect. So I really try to kind of encourage that in myself and in my teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, it's an interesting point because the culture focuses on talking things out. There's this age old thing around presence, isn't there? And how many, particularly women, tend to be told that they don't have a presence in a meeting because they aren't as confident or quick in an argument. How do you help people around you work through that?
That comes up a lot. First of all, I make sure that my teams write things down. I am a bit of a document fanatic. So that's one way I give people a foundation for a more confident presence, that people are looking at the same source of truth, because I think a lot of people get unmoored when the ideas are just spinning, and maybe people aren't even clear what the goals are, or even clear what they're really trying to solve. And then people who are uncomfortable just get quieter and quieter and quieter. So using tools like documents, meeting agendas, meeting notes to try to establish a common foundation, so that way people who are quieter and a bit more reticent can get boosted by kind of the confidence of the single source of truth. And then people who are more comfortable just like verbally bashing things around stay kind of channeled in a productive direction rather than spinning off into stuff that can be a distraction.
Fantastic advice and insights from Courtney there.
Yeah, it really was. And I love her observation that women tend to go, well, I'm not ready yet. Whereas men tend to go, I'm going in. I'm going all in. It's my time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so common, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Courtney's advice to believe it is your time if you're at the table is so important.
Yeah, that's right. You know, next time you're feeling hesitant about going all in, remember Courtney's words saying, just get in there, you'll be fine. And remember that nobody has all the answers, particularly now during COVID.
Yes, so true and such great advice. Well, that's this mini episode done and dusted. See you next week with one of our feature interviews.
Stay safe and smile.
Ciao for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.